Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Rod Peterson. Be sure to join Dupes and me in Houston, Texas, this December from the 5th to the 10th. I guarantee you we'll be checking in on the Texans and the Broncos on NFL Sunday, plus two live shows with all our football buddies, including George Cortez and Don Narcisse. If you've always wanted to see a college football game and it's on your bucket list, why not join us in Houston for a college football playoff game? We're waiting on the Houston Rockets NBA schedule, but if they're home, one of the hottest teams in the NBA will be part of the trip. Check us out now at rodpeterson.com/trip, and thanks to Uniglobe for putting it on.
Your comments make the show better. Send us your thoughts live on our Facebook channel to be the star of today's show. Can't catch us live? Hit us up on our other social media channels to have your say. For now, welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada. How's that?
Great.
Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show on a sunny Monday, August the 19th here. We're coming to you from the bunker in beautiful Western Canada. I didn't see the sun pretty much all weekend. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
But it's nice that it's out today. Another hot summer day. I'm Rod Peterson. He's Darren DuPont. If I'm fire, he's smoke.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
You'll take it.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. Exactly. Welcome to the best damn sports show, everybody. We're going to delve deeply into football today. That's what you're all waiting for. And I'm pretty excited. I got to be honest. We got our usual Monday guest, Mike Abumetric, will be joining us, 10-year CFLer. He's in the green room. What do we call that over there? The sponsor's couch, I
sure.
guess. Awaiting treats. We've got... I'm excited about this one. One of my longtime friends, and honestly, from when I was a Rider fan in the 90s, just before I became voice of the Riders in 99, I remember watching Vincent Donaldson. He's here too. Probably we've got the two greatest Riders not in the Plaza of Honor. How's that? Is their heads just popped up from the couch?
They like that. They like that.
Yeah, I think so. Well, we'll talk about that because I think V deserves to be there, and Abu has the stats to prove that he should be. But Vincent is a former Green Bay Packer, New England Patriot as well. And, of course, our business manager, Tyler, is over there, and he's a huge Patriots fan. I think he actually wants to come out here and interview V when
Probably.
He joins the bunker. So we'll get to a little NFL talk, and we got Tad Cornegay as well. I think he is a CFL record holder in a couple of regards. Tad will be joining us from Manhattan, New York today. So looking forward to that. Episode number 55, we'll go through some legendary number 55s in the world of sports. I wrote a few down. You don't have time because you're doing business around here. You're getting ready for the All-Star Celebrity Football Weekend. You probably haven't thought of any number 55s.
No, but my mind's spinning now. I'm trying to think of what defenseman were 55.
Larry Murphy.
That's the big
How's
one.
How's that? That's the big one.
Yeah.
Some names that Oral Hershiser.
Okay, yeah.
Remember him? Junior Seau. So there's some big football names. And Clark over here, who just recently finished up a stint with the Regina Pats. Who's the big defenseman that came from Nebraska? Number 55. Scholler.
Liam Scholler
wore number
Scholler
55,
was 55.
For
right.
the Regina Pats. Which, by the way, the Facebook string is humming. Everybody chiming in from where they're watching from this morning. I appreciate that. We are live from the bunker here in Western Canada and listen live at rodpeterson.com too, which a lot of people are listening. Before I go any further, because we've been teasing this for 24 to 48 hours, today's contest. We've got a pair of tickets to the NFL game this Thursday night in Winnipeg, the Oakland Raiders and the Green Bay Packers. What we need you to do is share, like, the Facebook post on that, right? On the contest from our page. And share this show right now and tag friends. And also retweet the tweet and it'll be a random draw. And if anybody knows me and you know me well, I feel bad that we can't send everybody. God knows we could probably fill the place. They could use the help.
They could use it.
For the game. But it's like entering the lottery. That's what it is. Like entering the lottery. One of you will win a pair of tickets today. for that football game on Thursday. And I wish we could go with you, but at that very day, I'll be winging my way to Moncton, New Brunswick for this Sunday's Touchdown Atlantic festivities, beginning with the Alumni Golf Tournament on Friday, of which I'll be hosting the big game Sunday at the Moncton Stadium between the Owls and the Argos. So I'm it's a big week. I'm excited.
Yeah, you leave Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's going to be, I can't wait to see what it's going to be like. And you're going to get, Randy Ambrosi's on the list. You're going to get some one-on-one time with him?
I don't know.
Find out what he feels about
Probably.
The show?
I don't know.
CFL loves us now.
Well, I certainly do thank the CFL for putting Brad Smith on the program on Friday to promote the Tri-Football campaign. And I hope that we get Brad Smith on here regularly. And I hope that he is officially an ambassador for the CFL, which tells you something about Brad Smith. He basically was self-deprecating, saying, please don't talk about The Bachelor. It embarrassed. Why would it embarrass him? Why would it embarrass you, Brad? You should be proud of the fact you were on The Bachelor. Secondly, he is like, well, if you followed my pro football career, it was like Tri-Football. And he was like, downplaying himself. Guess what? Jesse Palmer, what the hell did he ever do? Really? I looked it up. I think he had 60 total starts in the NFL.
Yep.
More than me, more than you, more than most. Be proud of it.
Yeah.
This doesn't bother Jesse Palmer. Believe me.
You know, it's the destroying thing, right? There's a reason people know who you are.
Right. So be proud of it.
You can't change it.
Yeah.
So just accept it and take advantage of the spotlight you have.
Be proud of it.
Yeah.
Because it's like 0.01% of people get to do these things. Mike Abomeshrick has just yelled from offset that he himself has won more Grey Cups than Muhammad Ali.
That is a thing he would yell, isn't it? And he's not even on this. He's from the coffee bar.
There's a story behind that, which I'll get to with Abu. This is the warm-up, by the way. Trent's checking in from Norway today. Good evening, Trent. He's actually home in Canwood, Saskatchewan, for the summer holiday. But he's probably still on the Norwegian interbody clock. So thanks for checking in, Trent. Number 55 is Tom from Grand Prairie, Alberta.
Crushing it.
It's going crazy. He's got number 55s. Russell Martin, Ed Jovanovski, Keith Primo, Tiger Williams, Derek Brooks, and Nelson chiming in, an 18-year NBAer, Dikembe Mutombo, an intimidating force.
Wow.
That was his nickname when he was in the NBA. So thanks, guys, Tom, for helping. I got to write all these down because I put them on the show thing.
Tom's crushing it.
Shout out to Northern Saskatchewan in Lake Country, where I was this weekend. I was around the hockey guys. Let me tell you this, Darren. Look over here for a sec. This is something you need to pay attention to. We're around the cabin, Emma Lake, with the hockey guys. And I'm on my phone. And they're like, put down your damn phone. I'm like, I got to go. Put it down. Let's talk old school. That's what they are up there.
I love it.
Old school. I'm like, okay, I'll put it away. But they're all watching the show. And what they love about the show, of many things, is A, they said, hey, some of us got Shaw. Some of us got Sastel Max TV. Some of us got a Star Choice Dish. Some of us got a Bell. We can all, though, watch your show. Because if you have internet and if you have Facebook, you can watch the show. And yep. Some are listening. So it appeals to everybody. And secondly, they're all following football, but they're hockey guys. And they said, we can't wait for hockey, for what you're going to talk about with hockey. And I said, well, Clark tells me he's having a tough time getting some hockey guys to come on. And they said, it's because it's off season. They don't want to be bothered.
They're at the cabin.
They're at the cabin. They don't want to be bothered. I'm like, okay. Which makes me think that we should be even more pleased and blessed that Dave Tippett would come on, the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers, who's from there, by the way, that he would take time in his summer, Dave Tippett, to come on.
That's so cool.
So the guys are all really excited about that.
Yeah, it was neat. And, you know, it's neat that those guys will come on. It was also neat watching over the weekend your Instagram story. It was really cool when you were on the boat ride with Dave and checking out all the different places. It was like star maps of Emma Lake. This is where this guy lives. This is his cabin. His cabin's bigger than that guy's. This is where Babcock's used to be. And it did look like the Ozarks. Well, I couldn't believe it.
Totally looked like the show Ozark. Have you watched it?
I love it.
When's the third season coming? I said to Dave, as he's motoring me around the lake, Emma Lake, I said, this reminds me of South Florida on the tour they do of the rich homes down there. This is Nick Saban's home. This is the Johnson & Johnson brothers. They're next door. This is the doctor that invented fake boobs. You should see how big his mansion is.
I can imagine. But that's how you do it. You have to go on the water because that's the only place you can see the front of the house. If you try and drive by, it's a long driveway with a gated fence, and you can never see the house. Mm-hmm. That's the only way to check it out.
So all I can say is I had a wonderful time at Emma Lake. For those that don't know, that's not Candle Lake. That's not Christopher Lake. That's not Montreal Lake. That's not Waskasoo Lake. That's why they call it Lake Country. It's all lakes up there. And beautiful. And by the way, shout out to Sastel because three bars. I'm out in the middle of a huge lake. Three bars on my phone. They're all watching because the cell service is so good up there. So
amazing.
Shout out to Sastel. To the serious business. None of what we talked about is serious because it's all serious. Everybody's liking and sharing the page. I appreciate it. Clark is tracking it all. We're sending one lucky winner with a pair of tickets to the Oakland Raiders, Green Bay Packers, this Thursday in Oakland. We're coming to the end of the warm-up here, by the way, but Jay-Z, the tech guy back here, Flynn Flon, I call him, he had the tweet of the weekend about Antonio Brown, how he's holding out from camp. They say it's because of a helmet. Jay-Z says, maybe he just doesn't want to go to Winnipeg.
I saw that.
Whoa. Did you see that?
Exactly. Boom. It's like the guy in The Price is Right who won the Showcase Showdown and didn't want to go to Winnipeg.
Sorry, Winnipeg, but come on. That's too good. I got to use that one. And the kid's from Flin Flon. I call him Flin Flon. So,
not exactly a destination hotspot of its own.
Clark telling me, on the monitor, let's keep the contest open until Tuesday. Let it breathe, Clark says. So 24 hours of sharing, liking our Facebook page and the tweet, and then we'll decide tomorrow morning. I like the way you think, Clark.
Yeah, but we will decide tomorrow because they got to have some time to make plans.
To get to Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've turned on Milt Stegall in Winnipeg. Maybe this is my last point before I bring in Abu Meshrick and Vincent Donaldson. I don't know if he's coming in. I don't know how or when these guys are coming on, but we'll figure it out. But for you, they've turned on Vincent. Have you noticed that? You're probably too busy all weekend.
Milt. Yeah.
Or not turned on Vincent. They always hated Vincent in Winnipeg and me. They've turned on Milt.
They're turning on everybody, though.
They're turning on everybody. And themselves.
They're not, and I haven't seen an update on Matt Nichols this morning. But they're supposed to provide one today. I assume it'll be an after-practice update on the health of their quarterback, Matt Nichols. But, everybody's speculating, what are they going to do? Are they going to ride it out? As you saw at the end of the game, they need Matt Nichols to play. He's the guy who got them to first in the division. He's their chance to win a Grey Cup. But now they're upset. Now the season's over. It was Matt Nichols has to go. We can't win with him. And now we can't win without him. So, you look at people in Winnipeg, and there's pundits, there's analysts that are putting out kind of suggestions. Who would you bring in? And I don't know if we thought of a poll question for the day yet.
Oh, we've got it. That's our next point.
But we'll get to that. But that's something that was thrown out on Twitter, was who would you bring in? Which veteran would you bring in? And just somebody dropped the name Drew Willey just because it's a name out there of a guy who...
And Brandon Bridge and Kevin Glenn.
For sure.
But
they drop a Willey's name and just get eviscerated. And it's like, well, what do you want? Right? We're just having fun.
Today's Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll. Did the Calgary Stampeders get hosed by video review on Saturday night? Did the Calgary Stampeders get hosed by video review on Saturday night? It was Eric Rogers, was it not? Doesn't matter. In the back of the end zone, and maybe this will be my life lesson of the day as well, a two-for-one shot. Listen, teams, don't leave the game in the hands of the officials, which I tweeted yesterday. You liked it. Tons of officials liked it.
Oh, yeah.
Calgary, you could have won the game or lost the game long before, where it was the depth of a sheet of paper could go under Eric Rogers' foot, whether that he was in or out. And Dave Dickinson is belly aching. There's a term for you this morning. He's belly aching at his news conference about, I don't know what the rules are anymore. I need to talk to Hop. Listen, look in the mirror. You guys could have won the game long before that. So don't blame the officials on losing the game. 77% of respondents are saying, no, they didn't get hosed. He was out. How can you really tell by the camera angle? It was very close.
So tough.
But you didn't win the game. You weren't good enough to win the game. And I'm sitting there and Davey's Cabin and Emma Lake watching it going, I hope they don't overturn this. Because in the old days, before video review, they're walking off. The game's over.
Yep.
Why are you holding everybody back in the stadium waiting to see whether he was in or he was out? He was out. Your take on that?
No, I agree. I mean, don't leave it in the hands of the officials. It has to be so conclusive to overturn a call that there's no question. And when it's that close, yeah, you have to leave it in the hands of the officials. I mean, I think they made the right call. But, I mean, unless we have microchips in every blade of grass on the turf, we'll never know for sure. But that's coming. I'm sure it is at some point.
I know.
It's coming. But, yeah, it's tough for Calgary. I mean, that game, the way they played, I mean, if they want to complain about something, it never should have got to overtime. You got to clean it up in four quarters. But they've got questions that need to be answered in Calgary big time. And
yes.
Anybody who thinks that they've moved on from Bo Levi Mitchell, you have to forget about that. Arbuckle has been fantastic. But to expect him to just be an elite quarterback in the CFL, not going to happen. Overnight.
He's been good, but he's on the right track.
Yeah. But if they want to win a Grey Cup, they need Bo Levi.
Do you think Bo's just sitting on the sidelines as the Stamps lose these games and just like...
Every hour.
He has to be.
Every hour.
Could you blame him?
He gets more and more valuable. His salary is more and more justified.
It would be human nature.
Yeah.
So, week 10 in the CFL, the Bombers beat BC 32-16, but Matt Nichols got hurt. We're awaiting this morning an update from the Bombers. If any of you viewers or listeners hear about it, let us know on the Facebook feed or the Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777. That's 840-8777. Bombers win but lose their quarterback. We'll talk about that with our next guest here in the bunker. Eskimos beat the Argos 41-26 in Toronto. Edmonton is the under-the-radar team in the CFL. Watch for them. Watch out for them because I think they could be in the Grey Cup. Hamilton beating Ottawa 21-7 in an absolute snore fest.
Yeah.
4-1 at halftime. Come on. And Montreal, of course, beating Calgary 40-34. Dupes, thank you. We'll see you back in the warm-up or the overtime.
You got it.
This has been the warm-up. Getting rolling on a Monday morning. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Canada's most watched Facebook live show. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch the podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Employee pricing is back.
You pay what we pay with savings up to 19 grand on a 2019 F-150 Supercrew 4x4. And we got them starting at just $34,999 plus tax. Our new 2019 Ford Escapes are starting from just $24,999 plus tax. And you can save 6 grand on remaining 2019 Ford Explorers. Plus, most purchases qualify for $1,000 trade-in bonus cash.
You pay what we pay!
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Lay back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rob.
Welcome back on a Monday morning, everybody. Hey, our engineers have been alerted. We got a few people writing in. Metal Shingle Guy, for one, on their Prairie Mobile text line says, Network Air Rod, maybe you know already. Our tech people working on it. The Listen live stream, they're having issues with it right now. They're on it. Thanks for those sticking with us, though, on Facebook Live. Monday morning, sports update. Yusei Kikuchi. Bless you.
I did? What did I say?
That's bad. Fired a two-hitter in his first big league shutout as the Mariners whipped the Blue Jays 7-0 at Rogers Center Sunday. Kikuchi struck out 8 in his first win since beating Baltimore on June 23rd. The win gave Seattle the series edge 2-1. Mike Freeman supplied a 3-run homer among his 3 extra base hits as the Indians doubled up the Yankees 8-4 to gain a split of their 4-game series. The Minnesota Twins have maintained their 2.5-game lead over Cleveland atop the AL Central by completing a 4-game sweep of the Rangers in Texas. And Justin Thomas had more stress than he needed before regaining control with 4 birdies on the back 9 at Medina to win the BMW Championship Sunday. With the win, he claims the number 1 seed going into the FedEx Cup finale. Thomas closed with a 4-under-68 for a 3-shot victory over Patrick Cantlay, who shot 65 and will be the number 2 seed. Provincial sports, the Hilltops and Thunder won on Sunday in week 1 of the PFC, and the Regina Red Sox fell in the WCBL final, swept by the Okotok Dogs, but hats off to the Red Sox on claiming the conference pennant and a fine season. That is the Monday morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination, and Ballers putting up gift certificates for our guests. Thank you, Ballers. And thank you, Mike Abomeshrick and Vincent Donalds for joining us in the bunker today. How's it going, gents?
It's all good, buddy.
I'm a little bit worried about V. I don't know why they're Lysol wiping down where you were sitting earlier, but that's kind of...
Were they Lysol wiping down the nervous couch? he's sweating. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
How lucky am I to share space with Vincent Donaldson twice in a week? I went out to Rams camp the other day, and V, you are looking fresh. You're looking ready. Your DBs are, man, they're sharp with these U of R Rams.
Yeah, they're coming. We still have a long way to go, but from where we are right now compared to where we were last year, definitely we have vastly improved.
We're going to get to this week 10 of the CFL in a moment, but I just want to mention, Vincent played with the Green Bay Packers, played with the New England Patriots, won a Rose Bowl with Michigan State Spartans, and then came northward for a tremendous CFL career. What was going on with the Packers and the Patriots in that franchise when you were there? Who was the coach? Were you winning? Were you losing? What was going on?
Well, with the Patriots drafting me out of college, Rob Russ was our head coach, and at that time, we had a lot of dinosaurs there. I mean,
Rod Russ.
Exactly. We had Andre Tippett, Steve Grogan, and it was just, they were at that time where, you know, huge turnover was happening, and even for myself, I was there for the whole year. I was on injury reserve for a bit of that time, and it was a great experience all in all, you know, a kid coming out of college, being drafted, playing professional football, even though the wins didn't, weren't there, you know, but the experience itself was wonderful. And going into Green Bay that next year as a Plan B free agent, Lindy Infante was the head coach. Sterling Sharp was there. There's a lot of great players there, and that experience was something that was wonderful as well.
Okay, so to the football talk, it is Vincent Donaldson, Mike Abomeshrick bobblehead day today in the Rod Peterson Show, and I'll tell you why. I mentioned earlier on that these are the two best riders not to be in the plaza. All of a sudden, this started over here on the couch with these two guys. So on Plaza Week, we'll talk about that later on. But Abu, let's get it going with the Blue Bombers. We're awaiting the update on Matt Nichols this morning. You're still a Bomber fan. You're a Bomber alumni. They've turned on Milt Stegall for saying that they can't win a championship without Matt Nichols. And the fans are saying, what the hell's Milt know about winning a championship? It's not much. Harsh over there.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. So these people turned on. So the people that I don't know. So they're saying that the people that said they can't win with Matt Nichols, now that they don't have them, those people are now saying they can't win without him?
Yes.
Okay, and you want me to comment on that?
I want your take on the whole situation. That's what I want. Where the Bombers sit today.
You know what? That's what it is. I mean, you want to, we like making fun of different fan bases, but in Saskatchewan, the most famous player on the team is the backup quarterback.
Exactly.
That's kind of what I felt a little bit. Winnipeg was catching Saskatchewanitis in the offseason. There's Strevler, whatever the heck that guy's name is. He's the greatest thing. He's going to come. He's going to do it. We don't need Nickel. Oh, we can't lose him to Montreal. I actually believe them. I thought that they actually had a good backup quarterback, and that's why He was on the team, and that's why they didn't want to lock him up. So I don't know who to believe. These guys that woke up today, and now that, like, based on what our analysis of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, well, they have a good backup quarterback, one in which these people that you talk about wanted him to start, you know, a few months ago. So exactly. I think they're going to be just fine. You know, close your eyes, throw that ball up to Lucky Whitehead and let him run. Catch the ball, touchdown, you know, easy.
They sound simple. Exactly like Rider fans. As Linda has written in on the Facebook feed, they sound like Rider fans with Darian Durant. Everybody's down on him, and then when he gets hurt, oh no! Curses. And by the way, they were curses without Darian Durant, which Darian knows. So if you're the Bombers, guys, and Vincent, obviously you're nodding your head. You're still the bobblehead day here. Vincent not Donaldson bobblehead day.
Exactly.
If do you think they're going to be okay with Chris Streveler? Clearly you're following the league. Oh. Or should they go and sign a Drew Willey, a Brandon Bridge, a Darian Durant?
Man, look at here. Winnipeg MO is their defense and running the ball. And getting the occasional big plays from their offense. And I think that they have the chips in place. Sure enough, they could use a bit more of an offensive punch. But as long as that defense playing the way they're playing and Harris running the ball the way he's running the ball, they're always going to have a chance to win.
Yeah, they got. I mean, if you play Winnipeg, you're stacking a box. So you got pretty much man on the outside. And then, you know, Nick, I love his skill set. To say that he's a game manager isn't a bad thing. You know, the best quarterbacks are game you got to manage a game. The highest praise I can say on a quarterback is he throws to the open guy.
Exactly.
And that's what Nichols does. That's what our guy does. And Strevler's got to do the same, you know.
Can he? I don't believe he has thrown, demonstrated the ability to do that.
Put his college roommate in there on every play, whatever his name is.
I think
Drew Walutarski?
Yeah, one of them Abu Meshrek last names that you can't really see on the back of the name.
Yeah, I think just because of their team makeup, you know, he doesn't have to go in and do a whole hell of a lot, right? Because the defense is going to keep the game close. Harris going to help control the clock, control the game with running the ball. And like I said, once you're stacking the box, you always got those, like Mike said, rather, you always got the potential of having those big plays. So therefore, you know, ain't necessary, you know, managing the game. I think it's more so, you know, not making those crucial mistakes within the game, you know, to ensure that they get a win.
We're going to get around to the Stampeders and whether they got screwed or not, but I'm fascinated by this because the 2001 Calgary Stampeders, sorry, Abu, won the Grey Cup over your Bombers. They were 8-10 with Marcus Crandall. You guys were 14-4 with who, Kahari?
Yep.
I got to write that down. Let's talk about Kahari for a second. 14. But, hey, my point was Marcus was their quarterback all year. He was not a backup coming in to replace a big-name starter. So they, George Cortez, shout out to George listening this morning from Houston. If you guys have fixed that stuff yet, can Streveler lead them? Can he win the football? Like, can they win? V says he can. It doesn't happen very often that the starter goes down and you win a championship. It does not happen very often. I don't remember the last time, as a matter of fact.
Okay, well, who's going to beat them? See, like, looking at things in a fishbowl. Hamilton? Well, wait, where's their starting quarterback? Calgary?
They're winning.
Oh, where's their starter? Saskatchewan? Oh, where's their starter?
Exactly.
BC? Come on now. Edmonton? I agreed with, I forgot who was
John.
John, he said they're going to implode. I'm just waiting
for them. Oh, sorry, he said they're going to win the Grey Cup.
No. Right. Someone else said that they're going to implode. I think the same. So who's going to beat them? Like, you know, everyone always wants to, oh, this is no good. Well, then who's going to beat them?
Exactly.
You know, you could have...
Saskatchewan might with Cody Fajardo.
Who was their backup quarterback.
But he's not anymore.
Not anymore. Well, I'm not, you know...
Hey, we know defense wins championships.
Because they didn't need their starter.
We know that. Why we playing with this? Their defense is out of sight right now. And in my eyes, they're only going to get better. If they can avoid the injury bug, Winnipeg is going to be hard to beat because you're not putting up 30-plus points on those guys, right? And As long as they're able to keep the games close, they're always going to have a chance to win.
Hamilton, same thing say about Hamilton. The way that their offense, whether the team is built around the defense, their offense just needs to go out there and, you know, throw to the open guy or not screw it up. And the team's built that way. You know, with Harris or the what do they call the Canadian backfield in Hamilton? The Canadian trucking company or whatever. yeah, they got a good team.
Okay.
Calgary, too.
So we're going to get to Kahari Jones restoring credibility to the Montreal Alouettes franchise. Hey, yoo-hoo. Kahari Jones restoring credibility to the Montreal franchise along with VA. And also we're going to talk about the Calgary Stampeders. Did they get hosed Saturday night by video review? I've said no, and so far 77% of you agreeing on our Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll, which you can vote on right now on our Twitter feed, at Rod Peterson Show. And we haven't even got these guys' opinion on that yet. But it is my distinct pleasure to go out on the video chat this morning to join you guys put on your headphones, two-time Grey Cup champion, Tad Ito Cornegay, joining us from, I can only assume, the Swamp, New Jersey. How you doing, Tad?
What's up, brother? How are you?
Hey, we're fantastic. We got Mike Abu-Meshrick and Vincent Donaldson in studio. And Tad, as always, you're looking fresh this morning. How are things in your life?
You know, I try to look good as you do. You know, every time I see you, we randomly always see each other, Rod. This is so crazy. Whether you're on vacation, I'm on vacation, I just always randomly see you. But everything's good, man. You know, just working, just pushing my company that I launched 3 years ago and trying to raise these two crazy kids I got. That's about it.
By the way, what Tad's talking about is a bar in Times Square, a train in Disneyland. Who do we run into but each other? It's weird. We're very connected, Tad and I. And
good energy.
Yeah, exactly. Tad, listen, you're very closely following the CFL. You always are. How much were you thinking the BC Lions might turn it around? Because your name was coming up a lot this summer, as you know. You came in to the 1-6 BC Lions back in 2011, helped that turnaround to win the Grey Cup. How much were you thinking that maybe they could do it again and maybe waiting for a call?
It's the CFL, you know, everything is possible. I think, you know, they're just trying to find their niche. They're trying to find that one missing piece of the puzzle. Like you said, if they get that call, I mean, it only takes one little detail to change the whole atmosphere of a team. So I'm rooting for them, you know, because a lot of those guys on the staff are my guys. So I played with them, played against them, or they were even my coaches. So I hopefully they can turn it around.
How closely are you following the CFL, by the way, through 10 weeks? Do you know what's going on?
Yeah, I do. I've been in and out. Not as much as I usually have, like in the past, but I've been in and out. I've been seeing all the craziness that's been going on, and I try to recap if I don't catch it.
Well, what has been the craziest story? There's been a lot of crazy stories through 10 weeks in the CFL. What's been the craziest to you, or the funnest story, or what have you?
Well, the weather delay. That game is... That's tough, man. I mean, I can understand, like, they were in a situation to make that call. I know it's a new rule, but I'd have been so pissed off if I was Montreal. I can't even lie. I'd be so pissed. I'd be pissed. That's terrible to win lose.
That is good. Hey, Abu, Abu just sitting there checking you out.
Yeah, man, I'm not even listening. What are you guys? I'm looking over your shoulder. What's that view over there? That's a beautiful view.
Oh, you know what? No,
the other one, all the liquors.
Oh, that's joking. He's joking.
That's the collection for when the kids go to sleep. Like the relief.
No, what's up, man? What is that view over your shoulder there?
I did this for Rod, man. I know how much he loves New York City, so I set that up.
That looks amazing.
That's just every day.
Yeah. Right, that's for you, Rod.
Wow. I appreciate that, man. That's more so my wife, by the way.
I don't think you're that pretty. That's what you're talking about. Put back to the view.
No, I love the look. And by the way, and Vincent Donaldson, you jump in anytime as well, former Packer and Patriot with any CFL
What's up,
questions.
Vince?
What up, baby?
All you guys know each other from alumni days. How do you
Absolutely.
Talk about you guys' friendship?
Well, man, Tad is a great guy, man, and he came in around the time when I actually stepped away from football, and we had plenty of conversations about the game and whatnot, and he came here and did some great things. I got much respect for Tad.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, you're good. You know how much I care about you and the family, man. How's the sons doing? Everybody's good?
Everybody's good, man. I'm a grandpa now, so.
What? Whoa! Damn, that just made me feel like I've been going too long.
Exactly.
Actually, Tad, I should say congratulations to you, by the way, as you welcomed a little sister to Deuce, to the Deuce.
Yeah.
How's everything in your family?
It's awesome, man. I mean, I'm in love. I'm like, it's just a real feeling. I mean, I'm just doing everything I possibly can to give them everything they deserve. So, I mean, everything's good.
You know, it's funny. We got a lot of things to get to with you today, Tad. Nelson's writing in on the Facebook string. He says, the Great Cup Kid himself. Tell the viewers that don't know your story, how you were like the good luck charm. You were like the good luck Chuck of the CFL. Although they didn't win after you left, they won when you showed up. That's a pretty good story to have.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's the crazy thing is, all my career, if I was traded or released, the following team that I went on, we went to the Great Cup. In between there, we went, three times to Saskatchewan. So my last... 6 years of my career, I went to 5 Great Cups.
And won two.
Won two, should have won 3, possibly 4, but... Yeah,
why are you bringing up that stuff?
So yeah, back to me feeling bad for Montreal, I don't feel that bad. You know, any loss to Saskatchewan for Montreal is a goal in my books.
Yeah, any loss, period, for Montreal, I don't feel bad for because of the pain. The pain. You were around for all of that 2009 and 2010, Tad. Do you get over that? Have you gotten over those, by the way?
You find a way not to think about it as much. Can you get over it? Hell no. You'll never get over that. That's just, it's awful. No.
Yeah, well, Kenny Miller. Kenny was up here. We did a dinner. Obviously, you love him. We all do. And I asked him in a hot stove. I said, Kenny, where are you with the 13th man? He's like, well... I don't think about it every day. <That's> exact same thing. If you follow the CFL closely enough, Tadito, who do you see as the Grey Cup combatants right now? That's a pretty loaded question, but if you had to pick today, and do the Riders have a shot in your mind?
I think they do. They got enough veteran experience that actually that definitely puts a presence in the playoffs, in the postseason, so... they look like they're having a good time, man. They like they're having fun. Like, and the way you win games is having fun out there. So I do think Saskatchewan is a contender for it, to be honest. I really do.
That'll be my next point with these guys. I got a couple more for Tad. You guys got anything for him, Abu, or are you just enjoying the visit?
I'm enjoying the visit. I always think it's interesting just finding guys' favorite football memory. Like the first one that comes to you, not the Grey Cup, but the Tad Cornegay memory. Because you got to say, well, the Grey Cup and standing there with my teammates. But... all of those, so those are the first 20. And then the 21st memory that just pops in your head that of you being a Rider.
Me being a Rider. Man. I mean, I would probably say just the intro to all the games, man. Like, just that feeling, like, just all the intro and just the fans. And I always interacted with the fans. You know, I played the game for the fans. I didn't care less about coaches and all the political stuff, but... I always play for the fans and for my teammates. So the camaraderie of the teammates, the locker room talk, the locker room fun. You know, I had plenty of jokes in the locker room, and just coming out to that field every day and just Rider Nation, just feeling making your blood boil. I mean, that's the best feeling ever.
Well, you are a Hall of Famer at Fordham, if I'm not mistaken. Which I've been by there. Vince Lombardi, did he not go there? There's a statue of Vince or a plaque or something out front of Fordham, is there not? I mean, that's a pretty hallowed school.
Yeah. So Vince Lombardi, yeah, he went to Fordham. He started this 7 Blocks of Granite, basically. It was like the team that basically just destroyed a lot of big name teams back in the day, and they were pretty well known. So yeah, it's the home of Vince Lombardi.
Yeah, and Tad Cornegay. So there's the connection
pretty
between
much.
You.
I don't like to say that right now, but yeah, everybody knows. It's my home.
Right. Tad went there. Oh, and Vince Lombardi. And by the way,
yeah. Craig, Vince built it. He lives there now.
Yeah, Craig Smith is writing in. You remember Smitty. He is our director of scouting, say. Yeah, from the Rod Peterson Show, 2-time Grey Cup champion. He says, nobody knows this, but Tad is one of the funniest guys around. Could be a comedian. Smitty says this morning, and I'm like, for anybody that doesn't know Tad, this is what I always say. Kevin Hart, if you've listened to Kevin Hart, you now know Tad Kornegay.
I think everyone knows he's funny.
Everybody says that met me after Kevin Hart came out. If you met me before Kevin Hart came out, he sounds like me. He probably stole some money. Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
He stole his app. He stole his app. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. This is great. Hey, by the way, I see that you are following our Legends Weekend, our CFL All-Star Celebrity Football Weekend. I don't know. I think Abu's going to play. I hope we can get V out there. Actually, I think he might have a game that day. I'm not sure. But how about you? Are you coming back for that, or you're following this?
I'm going to try to, man. I got a couple big meetings for my company. I don't know if I told you about my company, but I own a chemical-free cleaning product for cars, planes, and boats called Luminous. And we have a really big deal on the table, so it depends on when this meeting happens and whether I can come out there for Labor Day. But I'm definitely going to try to get out there.
That's what I meant earlier. Everything looks clean up on that shelf. Everything like back there, you got your Gatorades, the fridge looks clean. What are you using back there to keep the dust and grime away with the kids?
Tell us
keeping
about
you busy.
It. Tell us about what you're doing, Tad.
Oh, you mean with my cabinet?
With no,
my,
with your company.
The cleaning stuff.
Yeah, the cleaning stuff. Yeah.
The cleaning stuff.
I have a chemical-free, waterless cleaning product. It's basically no harmful chemicals whatsoever. One solution cleans everything, basically. So auto cleans interior and exterior. Aviation cleans interior and exterior of the planes. It's a sanitizer and disinfectant with no harmful chemicals. So that's what a lot of companies are big on it. I'm in maybe like 50 enterprise locations, rent a car for the auto. There's a couple airlines using it that I cannot disclose yet because this is insider information that I'm letting go. And we have a couple of clients with car services, and we're working on getting our commercial line launched too as well, but it's just so overwhelming. We're just trying to take one step at a time. Like, the product is phenomenal, and like, everybody that's used it, they love it. We have no complaints, so it can change the cleaning industry, and I can't believe I'm the owner of it.
Well, yeah, that kind of sounds like our show here, the Rod Peterson Show. So it's a nice energy as we started this, a nice synergy. And we always knew you'd be a success, Tad. So keep in touch. We'd love to see you, and let's do it again soon.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Call all me right. Anytime. I'm all for it, and I'm so happy for you getting your show, and you deserve it, everything you got.
Thank you, Tad. I appreciate it. Number 24, Tadito Kornegay, the man who inspired Kevin Hart. That's what I got out of that.
it's weird.
It's true, though.
When I tell you you deserve everything you get, you kind of think, look at me weird.
That's because I see you every day. Tad's different.
You deserve everything you get.
Maybe Tad's special. Like we'll be back. We'll be back. It's a Monday morning. It is episode number 55. We're coming to you from the bunker here in beautiful Western Canada. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Just because you're out in the country, surrounded by fields of green, living sky sunrises and sunsets shouldn't limit you from connecting to the world. Fast, reliable, and affordable internet for rural Saskatchewan. SaskTel Fusion from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Invite the whole world in. Sign up for SaskTel Fusion today for just $99.99, including basic install. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Well,
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. On a Monday morning, it is hour one of episode number 55 of the Rod Peterson Show. We just got a slew of 55s got written in. I couldn't even write them all down from people on our Facebook feed. The only one I wrote down was Igor Ulanov. Of all of them, I know.
Jack from my kids' football team, soccer team.
They don't have to be Hall of Famers, Abu. What's wrong with you?
Chris Burns, there you go, 55, former
Burnsy, an actor now.
We're just throwing out any names.
What's wrong with Chris Burns, by the way? He's on the BC Lions.
I love
Lions.
The guy, but I just realized he might be hearing this, and I don't want him to think that I'm like, you know, giving him a compliment.
Exactly.
Look at these legs, eh?
Also. Oral Hershiser, Junior Seau, Otis Wilson, Larry Murphy, Igor Ulanov. I wondered why my eyes were watering so much because I'm still laughing about the interview with Tad Cornegay or from the interview. Which
Plaza of Honor.
I was going to say, I guess we're going to go there. I wanted to get to the Calgary Stampeders. I know everybody's hanging in from Calgary this morning, wants our analysis on that, but Plaza of Honor. I say the two best riders not in the Plaza are sitting with me right now. And Tad, you feel Abu will be going to.
First of all, don't be ridiculous. I'm not even in that conversation, but I appreciate you for trying to be nice. But
no, you have the. Listen. Obvious.
It's like calling the big kid tiny and being, oh.
Stop.
But yeah,
Tad
is for sure in.
Stop. Yeah. You did like a PowerPoint presentation to me at your home one day about why you should get in the Plaza, how statistically there's been no more wins in the Ryder era than the 2 years that you were starting right guard. Just say it.
That was part of our conversation that I've about stats and how I love stats. I have more Grey Cups than Muhammad Ali. Vis-a-vis, I'm a better athlete.
Can we tell that story? How
I thought I just did.
No, there's a story behind it. There was a game in Hamilton, and Muhammad Ali was there.
Oh, it was in Toronto, and he was the halftime act, right? No, not the act. He came. Yeah, he was the halftime act because it was a time when Toronto was trying to get people in the
was
sky.
Was he running
dome.
Around with dogs?
No, he was wheeling in, man. And, no, okay. He was. Yeah, yeah. They wheeled him in and.
And you were like, who is this guy?
But it was halftime. So the halftime was like a Grey Cup halftime. We're waiting in the tunnel. And I'm a young guy. I want to get going. I'm ready to, like, I'm a gladiator in the tunnel. I'm angry at Muhammad Ali. And
didn't you say, who is this guy?
Yeah, I'm like, who is this guy? Like, he has nothing to do with football, you know? Like, like let's go. And, well, this guy is, you know, I've spent thousands of dollars on a pair of his sweaty trunks, and I got his picture up in my basement.
You're like, who's this guy? I want more Grey Cups than this guy.
I want more Grey Cups than this guy. But
we talk, yeah. You know, Luke and I, every time we're together, we talk about that story. Abu's won more Grey Cups than Muhammad Ali. He should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, there you go. Anyways. There's your stats.
What were we even talking about?
Oh, yeah. Statistically, there's no other player that has a better winning percentage than I do as a bomber. Minimum 30 games
as a rider.
What did I say?
You said bomber. You just excluded yourself from the Plaza. But you also had sacks allowed. There was hardly any in that time.
A lot of sacks allowed, led in holding calls.
Yeah, you had the PowerPoint presentation.
According to Ivan, I led the league in going down and getting hurt for him after he led the league in running on the yards,
Benson,
rushing field.
Ivan sat in that chair 3 weeks ago and said to Abu, I had more yards rushing than the running back that day coming out to look after you in the 07 Grey Cup. Hilarious. Now,
blah, 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 blah. I'm the greatest rider ever.
Do that PowerPoint for the Plaza Committee, and I think you'll get in.
Yeah.
I was a Ryder fan in the 90s, a very fond era for me because it was before I was in the broadcast booth. I was watching you from the stands, and like, you're probably the best DB on the team, but nobody ever threw your way. They vote generally on stats for these Hall of Fames, and you didn't have great stats. So give me your argument why you should be in the Plaza today.
My argument would be, I ran into a situation where, it was all about stats, and now you recognize the shutdown corner in the aspect that, nobody's throwing over there, he's controlling a percentage of the field, and that's something I was able to do, and not only, from just playing corner, but I also played inside, which also made me a bit more unique than most defensive backs. Matthews had me matching up with the best guy, whether it's inside or outside, and people weren't doing that at that time. So with that regard, and being a guy that had, and even later in my career, been asked to go to Sam linebacker because we didn't have anyone else that could play to the position, I was a team guy, and I made that sacrifice. I could easily just stayed out of that corner and have a great career out there, but I was a team player, did what was best for the team, and I went inside and did what the team needed. I wasn't selfish, right? So in that regard, maybe if I would have stayed out there and continued to do what I was doing at the corner, and maybe my situation would be different, but being a team guy and doing what's best for the organization, I think that goes a long way also, and people don't, look at that. And again, stats were important at that time. And you ask the players and the coaches, they know, right? But when it comes to, some of the other people in regard to who, that's on top of the stats to do the stat things, then it's a little something different.
That's what I was just having this conversation with my son, who just played his first football game. Right. It's not the best. If you want for fantasy football is what we're talking about, right, to be truth. You don't want the best corner in the league. You want to play the guy. You want the guy that plays opposite him because they're not throwing at Deion Sanders. Look at the top 10 NFL, or maybe 10 might be generous, but Deion Sanders hands down the greatest corner in the world ever, and. He got his picks by going to other DBs, receivers, and picking it off because the guy that he was covering wasn't getting the ball.
Exactly.
That's the most the deceiving stat out there, I think.
Exactly. Well, we got two great guys for the reasons that they've just explained don't have the stats, but were, in my opinion, Hall of Fame players should be in the Hall of Fame. Now, let me ask you this. Ryder Plaza side. When you look at Canton, when you look at Cooperstown, when you look at the Canadian Football Hall of Fame or any of the Hall of Fames, which I love, is it just the guys with the best stats? Is that what it is? Or maybe you were in the right place at the right time because they won.
Always right place at the right time. Everybody. Yeah. Everybody. Yeah. Or wrong place at the wrong time.
We know a little bit about
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
All that stuff plays a part in it. And, for me, I've never been a numbers guy, right? I always been the guy that, when I look back, I did my job at a high level. Especially when it came to corner, I was giving up maybe 2 touchdowns a year, right? That was unheard of. I took pride and solace in that, that's the way I played. And unfortunately, those type of things weren't rewarded at the time.
And that's fantasy football, right? And that's why, being in leagues with, people that haven't played football, they're not as fun as other guys that know football, real football, because they're going after the good players. Not necessarily the guys that are going to get the most points, but they're going after the good football players. So it's kind of, sorry to take it. I know you hate fantasy football, but
it's totally fine.
Football players, there's fantasy football and then there's real football.
Exactly.
And the people voting on the Hall of Fames are no longer the fantasy football type players. They're the guys that played. That did it and can appreciate the lack of stats.
Former Packer, Patriot, Spartan Vincent Donaldson here in the bunker for the first time. Former Bomber, Renegade, and Rough Rider Mike Abumeshwick here in the bunker. I got a lot to get to with you guys, so don't go too far. I can't get out of hour one without talking what is our poll question today for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. Did the Calgary Stampeders get hosed Saturday night by Video Review? 77%, last I saw, said no, they didn't get hosed. Dave Dickinson, after the game, I didn't see the interview. I read his quotes. He went off, though, on rules. I don't understand what we're doing anymore. I don't know what the rules are. I got to talk to Huff. I'm saying just don't leave the game in the hands of the refs and you'll be fine. Look in the mirror. Don't blame the refs. That's the culture that we have now in pro football, particularly pro sports. Everybody wants to point the finger of blame because there's so much pressure on the coaches. Jobs are on the line. I get all that. But you could have won the game earlier than leaving it in... Again, the depth of this piece of paper slip under Eric Rogers' back foot, whether or not they win the game or not. That's wrong. That's my take. What do you guys think?
Matthew, I'll let you go first.
I'll say the same thing I just did in the last thing. Football people are going to say, yeah, he got hosed. But you got to write the nerds got to write the rule book. And the rule book is if one foot's got to go down before the other. But that's what we're talking about. If we're playing in the backyard and we're best friends.
That's not a catch.
We're not best friends anymore. If you're calling that not a catch, we are fighting. We're going to be friends after it, but that's a catch unless you're on defense, and it's not a catch. Yes, exactly. And that's the thing. I think the football people will appreciate the hard work that went down to make it a catch, and the nerds will be like, look at the book. But I just got to say, I thought the book was written to prevent egregious fouls, right. Huge misses that just because, the ref was looking at this.
Oh, that's pretty huge.
Then you know what, Rod? Let's save a lot of money, get rid of all the refs and make it all autonomous. Make it, because that's what it is. There is no room for
human
error.
Are you voting yes or no?
Who
did they get hosed or
yeah,
not?
They got hosed, but those are the rules, right? Those are the rules. So,
V,
the rules are stupid.
Man, I don't like. It's tough, man. When it comes to that, when you leave it in the hands of the referee, and as players, coaches talk to you about that all the time. The game shouldn't come down to just one play. But as we know in time, it actually does. Look at New Orleans last year.
Yes, and the right? old 09 Grey Cup.
And coaches right? tell you all the time, you don't know when that play is going to be, but the game comes down to a handful of plays. This could be your play. So whoever said it doesn't come down to one play never had it come down to one play before.
Yeah, exactly. Fair. So what are you voting, yes or no?
I'm voting...
Did they get hosed or not?
Hosed, man.
They did. Interesting. The football guys say they got hosed. Hey, I'm not sure if we're bringing V back at hour two, so let me say this. U of R Rams, what's the outlook? You're the DB coach.
The outlook right now is we're young, we're fast, lots of talent, lots of potential. It's going to be one of them things. Hopefully our guys, as we go through the season, continue to mature as players and get better as we go through the process.
More special guests coming up in hour two. Canada's most watched Facebook Live program is right here, The Rod Peterson Show, and listen live at rodpeterson.com. Hour two coming up. Catch our podcasts on CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Employee pricing is back. These are all pre-owned vehicles. They all have an employee price.
Get this certified pre-owned 2018 Chevy Equinox LT all-wheel drive for only $24,998 plus tax. Or check out this certified pre-owned 2018 Jeep Compass Limited 4x4 for just $28,750 plus tax. We have over 40 low-mileage Jeeps in stock at Canada's largest GM-certified pre-owned retailer.
You pay what we pay! One of the things that I'm also running into lately is people who have been declined for marijuana use in the past.
Brian Baker with youareinsurable.ca.
Insurers will decline you for more than just your health. They'll decline you for your lifestyle. And in the past, any type of marijuana use over 2 grams a week is going to send red flags up to traditional insurers, because for those people who are suffering from chronic pain, other illnesses such as Crohn's colitis or depression for that matter that have used marijuana as a treatment, they're probably using more than a couple of grams a week. Now we have legalized marijuana in the country, but don't expect the traditional insurers to have made that change to their underwriting policy. But I do have an insurer that will take care of the client.
If you've been declined due to cannabis, you are still insurable. Don't wait. Talk to Brian today. Brian specializes in finding critical illness, life, and disability insurance for hard-to-insure people just like you. Book your no-cost, confidential, risk-free consultation at youareinsurable.ca.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.